Number 25. The Crow and the Pitcher. There was once a thirsty crow searching high and low for some water to drink. From far above the trees, he saw a pitcher of water lying on the ground. At last, I see some water to quench my thirst, he said. However, when he got to the jar, which was standing tall and deep, he discovered that the water lay way down at the bottom. The neck of the pitcher was too narrow and his beak far too short. What do I do? Said the crow. He tried in every way to get his face into the jar and almost knocked it over twice, but he did not succeed. He finally got a bright idea. Collecting small stones in his beak, the crow started to drop them one by one into the pitcher. As more stones were put in, the water slowly climbed its way between the spaces to reach right to the top. The clever crow then drank of the sweet water to his heart's content.
There was once a thirsty crow, searching high and low for some water to drink. From far above the trees, he saw a pitcher of water lying on the ground. At last, I see some water to quench my thirst, he said. However, when he got to the jar, which was standing tall and deep, he discovered that the water lay way down at the bottom. The neck of the pitcher was too narrow, and his beak far too short. What do I do? Said the crow. He tried in every way to get his face into the jar and almost locked it over twice, but he did not succeed. He finally got a bright idea. Collecting small stones in his beak, the crow started to drop them one by one into the pitcher. As more stones were put in, the water slowly climbed its way between the spaces to reach right to the top. The clever crow then drank of the sweet water to his heart's content.
There was once a thirsty crow searching high and low for some water to drink. From far above the trees, he saw a pitcher of water lying on the ground. At last, I see some water to quench my thirst, he said. However, when he got to the jar, which was standing tall and deep, he discovered that the water lay way down at the bottom. The neck of the pitcher was too narrow and his beak far too short. What do I do? Said the crow. He tried in every way to get his face into the jar and almost knocked it over twice, but he did not succeed. He finally got a bright idea. Collecting small stones in his beak, the crow started to drop them one by one into the pitcher. As more stones were put in, the water slowly climbed its way between the spaces to reach right to the top. The clever crow then drank of the sweet water to his heart's content.